typically on Kick Butts Day, the youth in Escambia County and really across the state stand up against the messages that Big Tobacco try to push out across the nation.
Vanessa Phillips of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
Usually on this particular day, though, adults are encouraged by teens and teens alike to adopt a day to quit smoking.
Both federal and state health departments have concluded that e-cigarettes are not harmless. Many contain nicotine and other harmful chemicals, ultrafine particles, and toxins considered to be carcinogens. Nicotine is highly addictive and can harm adolescent brain development, which continues into the early to mid-20s.
We're not here to be experimenting on with the uncertainty with e-cigarettes and electronic nicotine delivery systems. We really want teens to know this is not a replacement. It's not a good replacement.
When it comes to e-cigarettes, health officials have their work cut out for them. Youth usage rates in Escambia have reached more than 25.5% overall. Usage on middle and high school campuses in the county has risen to more than 3%.
Some of our youth are tending to feel like it's only flavor. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to harm you. We in Tobacco Free Florida and Tobacco Free Florida in Escambia County specifically have made sure to educate our young people, especially those in middle and high school, driving in that you need to stand up and not be a lab rat at all.
As e-cigarette firms continue to deny they're targeting young people, Tobacco Free Florida reports 1 in 4 Florida youths between 11 and 18 tried vaping in 2018, with about 1 in 4 Florida high school students reporting current use as of last year, a 58% increase compared to 2017.
The young people are being told there's no risk, no harm there. There is no nicotine in some of these products. We have to debunk those myths. We are definitely focused on putting that correct information out there and ensuring that the students working against tobacco kind of pushes that issue throughout the schools.
This week is spring break for the Escambia County School District, but Vanessa Phillips at the Health Department says they'll be working with the Keep Pensacola Beautiful Initiative to draw attention to the amount of cigarette butts and other smoking-related litter.
We've adopted Brentwood Park, and we'll be out cleaning up that park, but the youth will be out also handing out informational flyers. We really want to focus on abstaining, prevention, and even the cessation if they've already started.
Another statewide Kick Butts Day is scheduled for October 23rd. More information and how to get involved are at SWATFlorida.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.